Good afternoon. Welcome to episode 5.5 of the Hugh Grundy podcast series. I'm your host, Simon Holland. I'm actually alone here today. I'm not with Hugh. Hugh is in the UK at the minute. And I thought whilst we were waiting for Hugh to come back and complete our episode 6, I would put some of the Gecko's music up, because I've had a few inquiries from people asking why we haven't played them. And we own the copyright, obviously. So I asked my good friend, Jason McMurray, who obviously was the co-writer of the songs with myself. He sent me the proper WAV files so that we can put them up in their entirety, in really good quality. They are available to buy or and listen to on Apple or Spotify, Deezer, and the rest, Amazon, etc. But they're going to be put on here. They're completely free, and we have no issues with anybody wanting to share them with people. Spread the word, basically, because we both feel, all feel, that is, that they're great tracks and they need to be heard. This was recorded in Jason McMurray's villa in Somme Park in 2016 in his home studio, using Pro Tools with Palo Scarpa Engineering. I'll let the song play and then I'll do a little brief exit mention of all the players on the song. But here it is in its entirety. This is I Do It All Again by the Geckos. Thanks.
For me, years tumble by, they're gone in the blink of an eye. Just memories of how it used to be. Too busy thinking about my future that I forgot about my past. Whoever said it would last forever, you know it didn't last, you know it didn't last. But if I had that chance, you know I'd do it all again. And if I rolled that dice, it wouldn't change a single thing. All the years gone by, they're only distant. Tells a different story of every place I have ever been. The truths and lies, you know I saw it in my children's eyes. Just memories, the distant thoughts to me. But if I had that chance, you know I'd do it all again. It wouldn't change a single thing. All the years gone by, they're only distant memories. I'm coming home to you. You're coming home to me. Yeah. chance, you'd know I'd do it all again.
I'd Do It All Again by The Geckos, 2016. Very proud of that song. It really doesn't tire on the ear. Been the first time I've listened to it in quite some time, actually, with headphones on. I realised what a great job we all did, including Paolo with the engineering. So, lineup at this stage. We had myself, I played lead guitar and bass, and obviously co-wrote it with Jason, and was lead vocal. The other lead vocal on the track at the time was Richard Guyatt, because he was our main singer when we were out playing live. But because me and Jason had written the track, we felt like both of us should be singing on it, as we are. Jason McMurray was on keyboards, Hammond. There's a few other keyboards in there as well, I think. And backing vocals are Mr. Hugh Grundy, of course, on fabulous drums. Drum track is superb. And harmony vocals as well, you may have caught. And on rhythm guitar, Mick Connor. Now, next song. This was called Rockstar. This was recorded a similar sort of time of year, maybe a month or two after we did I Do It All Again, written by myself and Jason McMurray. We were basically, right, we need a follow-up. Let's see what we can do. And our good friend and band buddy, Mick, said, why don't you write a song about all the stars, the rock stars that we've lost recently? Because it was that year where we lost George Michael and Prince, Glenn Frey from the Eagles, Rick Parfitt from Status Quo, and we also lost Steve Bird, who was someone on the island that a lot of us had got to know. He was Kim Wilde's guitar player, and he'd played in many other bands. He was a fantastic musician. And we've decided, right, well, now we've got something to you know, inspire us. Let's write the track. So, again, we wrote the song Rockstar. Same lineup, same personnel, Paolo Scarpa engineering, and recorded at Jason's studio. Here it is. This is Rockstar.
The rock star has been taken away. Ziggy played his guitar, his final chords of the day. He was everybody's hero, even for just one day. But I ain't got nothing to lose. Put on your red shoes and let's dance the blues. Oh, don't be sad, don't be afraid. Just listen to the lyrics and the music that they made. The last bow, the final curtain call. I'm just waiting for the hammer to fall. Another rock star. Could feel his pain. He brought a revolution. He was dancing in the purple rain. And I'm hearing doves start to cry. So spread your wings and let's learn to fly. Don't be sad, don't be afraid. Just listen to the lyrics and rocking all over the world.
Rockstar there by The Geckos. Another great track. As I say, they're free to use. Please share. We're happy for people to listen to them and share them, obviously. Again, we would love to re-record them if we could. We would love to go into somewhere like Abbey Road. Of course, it would be a dream come true. But there you go. They're a moment in time. The band... the same personnel. There was a saxophone player. We got a session guy in to play it, and I apologise, I cannot remember his name. But there's a few different versions of that song as well. We did re-record it at one point, and we had a guitar solo in place of the saxophone. But really, I think the original version that we did there is the definitive one. That's the lot for this week. We'll be back probably in about 2-3 weeks' time with one more episode of Hugh. Season one finished. We've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to discuss. And we might have a couple of special guests as well, just to finish the first season off. Thanks ever so much for listening. Appreciate all the fantastic comments we've been getting. I think myself and Hugh are quite... we're overwhelmed with... how positive everybody has been about this series. And if you can share it and spread the word, because this is all done just out of pure love for the zombies and also for Hugh, of course, because he's our main man, and this needed to be done, and we're so pleased we've done it. Thanks ever so much. See you soon. Bye.